This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. One of the, fallouts from GE14 was what is going to happen to Barisan Nasional, right? And I guess the question on everybody's minds is how are these parties, these component parties, going to rebuild themselves? UMNO, MIC, MCA, PPP, there's a whole bunch of them. They've all but been decimated in this last election, and they're in something of a shamble.
Well, there is that, but you know,
in something of a shambles. I'm just mixing up my S's in plural.
You are mixing up your S's. But you know, in looking and observing how the opposition is going to shape up, that will also, I suppose, play a big role in how the government shapes itself. That's right.
Right? No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there was an op-ed today in the Malay Mail by Prabha Ganesan where he, you know, he suggests that these parties essentially need to reboot, which is a pretty harsh word because it means start from scratch, right?
Well, there is that. But, you know, I don't know whether starting from scratch is necessary for all parties, but he has a few suggestions on, you know, what needs to be considered in this process of renewal.
Right. Now, we're going to head straight to the source of this article. Prabha Ganesan joins us on the line. Prabha, thank you so much for holding. So we have a coalition party who never thought they'd be in power and a united party who never thought they'd lose. How do you think both sides will fare now in terms of building their parties, retaining members and recruiting new ones?
Well, when you look at the parties right now, I mean, before this election, for BN, people joining BN, they join for access. It's almost like hyenas pouncing on meat. It's always a means to a better life. And if you're a member of a Pakatan party, mostly the members are passive members because the party doesn't necessarily operate except for to contest in a general election or inside the party election. So in a sense, at the end of the day today, it's people of members of political parties don't even remember sometimes their members. They're just names on a list. Right now, it'll be like a lot of people will be rushing to join Pakatan parties, especially PKR, I think. The question today is, how are they going to cope? Can the structure manage? Because it needs professionalism as much as new professionals to join the parties.
Yeah, absolutely. So how are they going to cope indeed, especially when there is a concern that this new government, which is partly made up of former BN members, might just slip back into the old way of doing things? I mean, it's early days still, but I think that's still a valid concern nonetheless.
It's a fair comment, but the reason why UMNO and Barisan Nasional ended up the way they did is because of monopoly. It's a kind of like, I don't have to worry about competition outside, therefore I start to fester inside. Now, if there are no people in the other parties, what it offers is the opportunity of competition. And that competition, hopefully, as in most other countries, it causes the kind of energy in which they don't necessarily lean towards that same kind of thing, simply because there's no monopoly.
And sticking with UMNO, the party has called for an open contest, especially for the top two posts, and the move has been welcomed, particularly by its younger members. I mean, do you think there's pushback from the clan of elders, and do you think they realise the need for this to happen in order to actually move forward?
I mean, I don't think it's just young people asking for a change in this kind of openness in competition, because I believe culturally in that party, old or young, they all believe in the culture of anointment. They believe things should be decided not in a voting booth, but should be decided by clever minds and capable minds or those who have been around. So I don't necessarily think that UMNO youth also think like that. I just think they're saying it right now because they're seeking power at the overall top of the party. But even inside UMNO youth, they believe also promoting people in an anointment system that they usually and they always had. But what I think is they have to go do away with it. They should be bold that there can be a change, and accept the fact that the party wouldn't necessarily collapse because of the change.
Right. And I guess something else that we could do away with, or maybe it's wishful thinking, racial-based parties, of course. Should they, in your opinion, be banished?
I would not be a member of one, but there is the right, the choice to associate. I mean, political parties represent the voice of citizens, and citizens can choose the manner in which they want to represent themselves. So if you want to ban it, that would be, I would say, not fair and not right. We can't decide how people want to represent themselves. In the same vein, PAS is also exclusive, but on a religious line. And what I really think is, with change in the demography of the electorate, maybe Malaysians, especially Malays, don't necessarily think it's absolutely important to unite as a race first in order to have political aspiration.
Finally, Prabha, what will it take for political parties to find their ideological center?
Well, it's a brave new world for all of them. I think discussions and talking, they have to talk to each other. I think that's the way for them to move forward. It can't be about what used to be the old equation, one side, which was all about how to divide the riches, and the other side, the ones out of power, they just were spending all their time evading the clutches of an unforgiving regime. So now that we are supposedly in this new start, maybe it offers the space, the breathing space, for both sides, Bahasa Nasional and Pakatan Harapan, to have that discourse, that discussion within their parties, to find out how do they look at things, why do they belong to any of these parties, and not make it into a parade of younger leaders or aspiring leaders kicking the rings of their leaders.
Thank you very much, Prabha. That was Prabha Ganesan, Chief Executive of Kuasa, Democracy Outreach and Reform NGO. You can find his article, Reboot Political Parties, on the Malay Mail online. I urge you to check it out. It's really quite the read. We've got more music coming up.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.